So that's the prat leklayim, that a klayim is no good. Or yeiz, the pasuk says prat lenidmo. The nidmo Rashi says them is an eiz, a goat. She yolda mitayish, came out of a tayish, kemoisa ubunot bem lerocha, but looks like a different animal. It's not just born from the same parents, but it just looks like a different animal. That's called the nidmo. That all these are pasuk for carbon. He evolved with the Hashem prat liyasei berif, an animal that came out through the side. Not a normal birth is also possible for korban. Then the pasuk says shivat yomim, it has to be 7 days old. Prat lemechusas man, if it's less than 7 days old, it's also not fit to be for korban. Says the prat mechusas man takas, as shivat yomim takas imay, prat liyasim, it doesn't have any parents. Also, then it's possible for korban. The question is, hi yosem hegedom, where's the case that the mother died before the kid? Learn if you want to tell me the little take imei. For her, the mesa, the first, the mother gave birth, and then the mother died. So why should that be absolved the carbon? For the mother, the yirmam, tichya v'teisa, does the mother always have to live? So once the mother gave birth to the baby, like, avada, that animal should be kosher for carbon. What kind of swore is this platly yosem? Ella must be the mesa of a hodor. You literally say that the mother died first, and then it gave birth. If so, that one after the person michi yivolet has to have a normal birth. If the mother died first, the king came out normally. That's come out through a cesarean, through the side. Ella pshit, it must be that zepirish lemisa v'zepirish l'chaim. The mamish b'shas that gave birth, this one came out alive, and the mother died. B'shas mice at the same time, both happened. Now, i'amrit b'shleimo, b'nin chiyusa b'saif leidom, that has to have chiyus at the end of leido, haino d'yisra kroon lemute. That's why the apostle has said that it's no good. Meaning to say that the animal has to be alive until the end of the leido. It has to be. So therefore, from the first apostle goes, prat liyetze b'yitzin kiyavol, you don't have this prat here. Because since it had chiyus till the end of the leido, it's called the normal leido. So say the new pasuk to say tachasim atfratli yosem, but Ella, but Iyam, what you want to tell me that loy bin in chiyus to be safe later? No, the mother does not have to still be alive at the end of the leido. It's enough that it's alive at the beginning or the middle. Even if the mother dies in the middle of the leido, that's also called the leido. If so, that's the meat of the crew of yosem. So the question is lo mali. What do we need a extra pasuk of tachasim loy? Mechiyavolid Nafka, from the first pasuk, Mechiyavolid, I would know. And Mechiyavolid is mashman, has to have a normal birth. A normal birth means that the mother's alive the whole time. Rashi says, the Akati Hebel Yetzi Beifin. El Shma Mina, the word that Kol Milso, to Boy Rabban Chiyus, anything that Rabban says, you have to have Chiyus to it, Binin Shechiyus Pigmadilei, you have to have its Chiyus at the end of it. That's the Sushton. Just like you see here by Leda. A normal lady is called that has a tchiyas till the end of the leido. So who are them by yourself for shchita? What's called tchiyas? Only if the animal has a tchiyas mamish till the end of the shchita. So we have to have simonim to show that it has the tchiyas. The simonim have to be there by the end of the shchita. If you don't have the simonim by the end of the shchita, that's not a good simon. That's Rav's proof. And Omar Rav says, Hilchasa ki hel mas nisim. There's a lot of locus like this Mishnah that you have to have the simonim at the end of the Shechita. Now, the Heimadako, Sheposh the Yod of Lechzir Psulom, and the Heimadako we had before, if it just stretches out its legs at the end of the Shechita, but it's not bringing back, that's not a simon chiyus, that's just a miso. The Medva Mumum was said the Yad, only by the Yad. Avo Beregel, Mashenkin by the hind legs, Bein Poshto Bulekofa, where it just stretches it out and doesn't bring it back. By the hind legs, either one of these two are simonim. If this happens at the end of the shchita, that's the sim of the animals alive, b'shas shchita. The med of the moon, when do we say the simonim bedak on by a small animal? Avo begasa by a big animal, then the klal is bein b'yad, bein b'regel. Whereas the front leg, was the back legs, bein poshto lekofa, when it stretched it out, bein poshto lekofa, it stretched it out and didn't bend the back. By a behema gasa, any movement it makes after shchita, that's also proof it had enough chiyus b'shas shchita. Because that's where the Hema Gasta, there the movements is much harder to make. So they only make these movements that had a lot of chiyas. Therefore, that's the proof that it was really had chiyas. Rashi was like, Gasta laf urcha bach, it's not normal for this to happen just on through the Misa. Therefore, the chiyasu, there's the proof that it really had chiyas. Therefore, even though the Hema was a Mesakenis, the Shchit is Ksheira. Now, the Eif, what about by a bird? If the bird was a Mesakenis, and he made a Shchita, filu le rofuf, and le gapoi, even if it only moved one wing, like Shishkifta, Ella's nugget only moved like its tail, as a razor perchus, like any small movement the bird makes after Shechita, that's also called the perchus, and after Shah had chiyas, that was a kosher Shechita. Rashi says, Rifu means boss to Mekish, small than a kishkish. But the more Mike commands what the Chidash over here, Kulu Tanil will learn all these things, that the Eimadaka, Sheposh, the Yodab, Lechzir, Psula, Shen, Rabbi, first Nefesh, Yadin regulai, dakin gasalai. So what's the chiddush? All these dukim we can make from our Mishnah before. So Mar says true. Oif itzruch le. The chiddush is about an oif, about a bird le tanan. We didn't learn about a bird. So that's the chiddush. By a bird, any small movement it makes, it's kshera. Now the Mishnah says hashoyched la nochri. If a Jew shechts for a goy, meaning the behem belongs to a goy, and the goy told the shoychet to shecht, so shchitos the kshera. The shchita is kosher. We don't say did l'shem avoy desaro, and therefore the shchita is kosher. For Rabbi Lezer poshul, Rabbi Lezer holds this puzzle. Even though we didn't hear him say the favor l'shem avoy desaro, Rabbi Lezer holds tam machshev v'sedik chovim is l'shem avoy desaro. So it seems like it was done l'shem avoy desaro. It's takubas avoy desaro. It becomes also bano. Omer Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says afilu shochto sheyechol hanochri. Because even though when the Jew shechted it for the goy, it was only amanas that the goy would have a small portion of it. Just the goy will have a mechat sarkovit shelo, just like the liver. That's all, a small portion of the animal, and the rest will go toward the Jew. Still, it's psula. And the reason is shestam machshav snochri avay dezara. Stam machshav of a goy is being done Hashem avay dezara. The Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says that Kal V'Chaim Hadvon, there's a Kal V'Chaim over here. Omer didn't claim Shem Machshava for Selos the Mekdoshim. Madach by a Korban. We're Machshava apostles. Ein HaKol HaMachach Ela Achar Oivayid. We only go after the Kohen is doing the Avoidom or the Shechit. We don't go after the Bailim. Even though the owner of the Korban has the wrong Machshava, it means nothing. We only go boss of the person that's doing the Avoidom of the Korban. Is so mokum over here, like by a behemoth chulin, shein machshava b'selos b'chulin. A regular behemoth chulin, even if you have the machshava chutzlas mana chutzum koymish v'ol lishmo, it doesn't passel by chulin. Only a machshava of avodah zara passels. Is so ainu din, isn't it a svar to say shloye akul helach el arachar ashechet, that everything should only go after the one that's doing the shechita, and even though the owner is a guy. And even though the guy has in mind that Shemidon Hashem Avoy Dezara, but since he's not doing the Shechita, the Yisrael is doing the Shechita, and the Yisrael is not Mechashel Hashem Avoy Dezara, that's Rabbi Yosi Svara, that Avada the Shechita should be Kasher, and not like Rabbi Lezer, the whole of the Shechita is Tzula. Now the Gemara says, Hani Tanoi Yislu the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi, these Tanoim hold like Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yosi. Rashi is under to know means Tanakama of Reb Lezer. Islu the Reb Lezer of Reb Yosi. Rashi is Kloima, the time of the Tanakama, the Machshel, Lav Mishum Dien Machshel Alecha Fem Racha. Roivet? That's not the reason, because that's Reb Yosi. El Aradik Reb Lezer Reb Yosi Srile. We'll soon see what his reason is. Rashi is Mer says, Hani Tano Islu the Reb Lezer of Reb Yosi. Titania. Om Reb Lezer of Reb Yosi. That Shemati I heard, yes, that not only the Sheikhet can make Tigl, or the Kohen is doing the Avoidus, but even the owner of the Korban could also make Tigl, his Machshav also passes. So you see, the Tanakhama and Reb Lezer argue on Reb Yosi in the Mishnah. They both all know that the Machshav of the Bailam could also passel. If so, what's the Machwekat of Tanakhama and Reb Lezer? Omir is like this, Tanakhama, so about Isha Minu the Choshevin. If we hear that the owner of the goy had a machshav l'shem avoy dezara nechnami, that would passel the shchita. When we call the shchita l'shem avoy dezara, it's called akrubas avoy dezara, it would be yosabano. But if we do not hear it, then it's not possible. because Stam Machsher B'Sodik Chovim L'Avodes Chovim Loya Minim. We do not say that Minas Stam just like this. He's automatically thinking about Avodah Zarah. That we don't say. If the owner of the Ger did not speak out, we do not say he had a mind to do the same Avodah Zarah. That's the Tanakam Svarah. Priyab Lezer Sovano Afagav Dalei Shem Minim B'Choshev. Even though we didn't hear him speak out clearly the same Avodah Zarah, we didn't hear him think this way, still Stam Machsher B'Sodik Chovim L'Avodah Chovim. Stam Machshava of a Goy is that the Shechita should be done Hashem Avodah Zarah. So Stam Machshava of a Chovim, but the Chovim Amrina, we say that's the Lezer Svara. So long as the owner was a Goy, so we say the Shechita was the owner had a Machshava to do with Hashem Avodah Zarah, therefore the Shechita is Tzula. Now the Yasser Rabbi Yisrael, remember Rabbi Yisrael comes to argue and say Afagav the Shemina the Choshev, even though we hear clearly that this only the Goy has more to do with Hashem Avodah Zarah, still he would hold this kasha, because Zem Mechashev is the Oivet Le'aminim. I do not say that if one person does the Shechita and another person, the owner, has a Machshav, but that Machshav is Kepasel. That's Rabbi Yosi Svarah. And he could yami some to know that B'dishamina the Choshev Pligi Tanakama Sovar Ki Yamina Zem Mechashev is the Oivet Haninila Bifnim Ava Bachutz Loi Chutz Mifnim Loi Afinim. Some say not like like the more before, that no, the Machlokes Tanakama could be even when we hear clearly that the Goy is having Machshava L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Still the Tanakama holds that the Machshava of the Goy does not help for the Sheikhet. When do we say the Machshava of the Bible help? That's only by Kochim, by Lefnim. And he holds we did not learn out Chutz Mipnim, only by Pnim inside, a carbon. There could be the Machshava of the Bible makes Pigel. But the Machshava of Chutz, of a korban chulin be done outside, to say since the owner is doing the Shem Avodah Zarah, that should make the psul of Shem Avodah Zarah. That the Tanakhama argues, and he holds no, that lo yafinu, we do not learn out chutz mitnim. And at this, yes, Rav Lozno Meimah, yes, yafinu chutz mitnim, and we do learn out chutz mitnim, just like in a korban inside, the machshav of the bailam kapas of the korban, the same thing by machshav of the Shem Avodah Zarah, the bailam's machshav can also pass of the korban. And of this, Yosra Yosra Meimah, no, Afilu Bethnim, even by Korbonis, inside the base of Migdish, Nami, Zemechashiv, Zerazim, Meimah, we do not say. Excuse that's the Machlekes, Haralem Shat, and Machlekes, Tanakama, and Rab Lez in the Mishnah. So they both hold that the Machshavas of the Bailim does passel, and the Machlekes is, does he have a Machshav or not? Or the second Shitter is, no. Could be everybody holds the Goy does have a Machshav. Or even when we speak so clearly, he has the Machshav. Still, the Tanakam holds that Machshava does not passel, because by Chutz does not passel only Bifnim. Rav Lezer holds, yes, even by Chutz, the Machshava of the Balan can passel the Korbin. And Rav Yosi holds, even Bifnim, even by Kabonis also, Zem Mechashiv, Zoyvid, Lo Yamrina. Alright, we'll stop here.